Soldiers serving in Afghanistan won't see their bases shutting down anytime soon, but many of them will see a big change when it comes to food. No more Burger King and other fast food outlets. They're being shut down by order of General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. One base that will be affected is the one in Kandahar, which until now has boasted a food and shopping area known as the Boardwalk. Reporter Derek Stoffel was there last month on assignment for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And Derek, you went to TGI Fridays on the base. How was it?
That's right, Marco. It was interesting, to say the least. Here you are in the middle of a desert. You're used to eating, you know, army food, standing in line with soldiers. And all of a sudden, to take a break from it all, you go to the TGI Fridays and you sit down. There's servers there. I was talking to a couple of the soldiers after we ate there. The big thing is the fact that you get real silverware, because everywhere else on the base, you're eating with plastic.
So you got your TGI Fridays and Burger King. What are some of the other choices there on the Kandahar base?
Well, the Boardwalk is really sort of the social scene, the social center on the base, and it's packed with restaurants. But the Burger King and the Pizza Hut are the two big restaurants there. And really all they are is just, you know, these metal sort of structures. They're really quite small, and people line up outside to pick up, a Whopper, or at the Pizza Hut, pizza and wings.
And does it feel like when you're at that Burger King on the Kandahar base that you're in Afghanistan?
Being in Kandahar can be so surreal. The first time I was in Kandahar at the big base there, I felt I was somewhere. It was like I was in Texas somewhere. It's dusty, it's hot, it's dry, and there's a Burger King. So you can forget that you are in Afghanistan. The one thing that, you know, this most recent assignment I was there, a kebab shop actually opened on the Boardwalk. And so you can get, you know, what's closest to local fare, some beans, rice, some kebabs. And I have to say that was pretty busy as well. Soldiers, I think, wanted a taste of Afghanistan, and you can't get that anywhere else on the base.
Now, the big question here, Derek, why is General McChrystal not going to renew the contracts for restaurants and these stores?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I think the first reason that the military has given is that it's a supply issue, that when you think about all the food, the Whopper patties, the buns, and the pizza dough, all that stuff has to be flown in, and that takes up space on the cargo planes. So that's one reason. But I think there's also a public relations reason as well. You know, a senior general who works with Stanley McChrystal said in an interview that it just doesn't look good that in the middle of Afghanistan, soldiers and civilians are eating, steaks at TGI Fridays or, Pizza Hut or Subway when, you know, people don't have a lot just outside the wire.
Finally, Derek, does a Whopper on the Kandahar base taste like a Whopper at the average U.S. strip mall?
I've got to tell you that I was there for 6 weeks in January and February, and I didn't go to the Burger King this time. The TGIFs, if you do make it to Kandahar before it closes, Marco, I'd stay away from the chicken.
Okay. Thanks for the advice. The CBC's Derek Stoffel. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
And if you want to see TGI Fridays in Kandahar before it goes, come to theworld.org.